listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, November 6th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm very glad to be here.
Well, as always, so glad to have you. And as always, so glad to see everybody in our chat. A couple of new names there. Love to see it. And thank you to those that take the time to catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, I'm very excited. We have a fun topic. We're going to be talking about, aliens and extraterrestrial things. And I already got some good stuff to talk about. And so, Dr. Vicki, I'm going to throw it to you to kind of get us started.
Well, to kind of get us started, I'd just like to address changing times. And there's a point of this, and I'm going to segue in a few seconds. But, you know, we live in a time of question marks. And I know this isn't it's a happy day for some, not so happy for others, but every one of us has faced challenges in our daily life that brings about change. And with every change, we take a minute to shake ourselves off, see a new kind of picture of reality, and we have that fortitude to, you know, carry on, to move forward. Mm-hmm. So it's a message I just wanted to convey today about no matter what's going on in the world, we still have that will of spirit, and remember that we are metaphysical humanists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being true to ourselves and living your best life in as good a way as possible, one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're always changing our minds about things, which is why, you know, it came up before about Ancient Apocalypse by Graham Hancock, which has just come out for its second season on Netflix. And I have to confess, I got busy this week and I haven't been able to finish this series. I'm a few episodes in. And what I appreciate about Graham Hancock's view of archaeology, geology, and history is that he keeps an open mind and he's looking for patterns and connections. So, you know, commonplace science has taken a certain stand about how we've evolved and where we came from, and, you know, religion has its own take on how long we've been here. And but now they're having to step back and say, maybe we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe there were ancient civilizations that have come and gone. But it's the study of what is in fact, and again, being relative to what we see as a fact, rather than what pumps us up, you know. And so I want to really qualify here. In no way does Graham Hancock ever say extraterrestrials or ETs, mm-hmm. but he does say ancient civilizations. What does that imply? Well, that's open for debate. That's open for, you know, whatever perception you have. If you don't believe, I know Google has changed its stance on it too. You know, a few years ago you could Google, you know, extraterrestrial life or how many aliens are there. And now it'll just go to a government site about alien plants. and so it, you know, it's kind of changed its biorhythms.
Oh, but the times are changing.
They sure are. So it's, I guess my point being is that through time and again, we're learning more. And we have science that can date further back in archaeology. Tens of thousands of years that couldn't have happened before. Dinosaurs, things that are now being exposed, you know, through melted ice. There's lots of things that we're now having to change our minds about. Now, that being said, we all go through other dark times. So is what can seem devastating at one point is an evolution in another point. So things are always in that shift. So if anybody, and you know this well, Michael, you've been through a hurricane, you've been mm-hmm. through earthquakes, you've been through things, you know, it brings people together and there's life on the other side of that.
Yeah.
Now, and that kind of it's part of the evolution of our life. But what I appreciate the most is how we can be open in our thinking to more greater, oh, and something otherwise. Now, I happen to, as people well know here, take my own stance on extraterrestrials or intergalactics, if you will, and I absolutely believe there are other species and life out there, and here, for that matter. Please, I really have to address that's come up in the chat. For those in the archives, we have a chat going. Lots of people are here tonight. Do I believe aliens have intervened in our elections and how some aliens are happy about it and others are not? I wouldn't have the foggiest idea about that. What I do know is the universal law of non-interference. Mm-hmm. So that's the position I take. I'm hard-pressed to believe that aliens kind of manipulating on our social media and stuff.
That's bigger things to worry about kind of thing.
Oh, please. You know, and it's Mark Zuckerberg and Lizard Alien. Look, and we have to be so careful with ourselves.
I think that's a little tongue-in-cheek. At least that's how I took it. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, no. And also, you know, what we're talking about here is pure, we're just speculating on things like extraterrestrial life and alien. These don't these don't represent core metaphysical teachings by any means. But also, you know, I think there's a lot of logic to a law of non-interference. Again, you know, the universe is vast and you have vast probability. But hypothetically, if you have a species so advanced that they can travel, they can do interstellar travel, they would hypothetically have become morally and socially evolved to the point where, you know, like the Star Trek Prime Directive, right? Where you really wouldn't interfere because it's of the ethical implications. But nonetheless, it's fun to talk about, isn't it? It's fun to explore different things, isn't it?
Well, there's a woman by the name of Elizabeth April. I'm on the fence. I'm not keen. I'm on the fence. I let people be people. But she talks about the Galactic Federation, not unlike the Star Trek, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And believes that she channels them all the time and, you know, talks to the Federation. But she also says in her past life she was a gray alien and who elected to be human this time. So, look, some things, you know, I have no words for. I can't tell you what planet people are living on. That there are so many, how do we say, Michael, considerations.
Yeah.
And so many things. Like, we have alien races, there are just so many, the Centaurians, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Reptilians, the Orions, Assyrians.
I'm going to take your word on those.
It's the list of it. And, you know, the last time I read about this, it's 57. Somebody said 57 different alien species, and somebody else said 83.
Which would, I think, meaning that may have come into contact with Earth again, hypothetically. I mean, who how can they come up with that? But also, you know, the universe is vast. Hypothetically, there are infinite alien species.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's so anything is possible, but I tend to be a little more pragmatic about it because I like to look at what I consider those universal laws. You know, the laws that kind of are imparted to everyone, that everyone should live by, not unlike Dr. Kelly's nine principles for life. It's the nine principles of life. It's so easy and simplistic. It's beautiful. I'm sorry, Michael, I lost myself. Audra says in the chat, all I can say is that if ETs want to have a say in politics, they need to show themselves and become citizens. And vote. That was good, Audra.
That's funny.
I love that one. So it's again, it's keeping an open mind to all these possibilities. Were these aliens here, these same aliens here 100,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago? Maybe those were different species, or maybe those are different parts of our own civilizations that have evolved, gone extinct, and evolved in another way. We don't know. Mm-hmm. What we do know from Graham Hancock's research is that things are going on around the world simultaneously. And, Michael, that is huge. You know, that is like if it's going on in Easter Island and it's going on in Turkey, you know, during a time where we think there was no communications. That's a big consideration.
Well, it's interesting, you know? For sure. You know, it is very interesting. I've always been of the mind that if you don't know, you don't know. And it's hard to you know, think about what might have been going on and who knows. I've also been a big, you were talking about this apocalyptic alien thing or, you know, whatever the ancient thing was going on. I'm sorry, I haven't checked into it either. I should. But, you know, he said that they don't point out that it's alien civilizations. They just think that they have civilizations that were ancient. Well,
exactly.
You know, I'll look at the evidence and, you know, I think a lot of things would have deteriorated by now. But the thing that makes me very interested is, was there a terrestrial civilization that predates humanity? I always find that extremely provocative.
And I'm sure there was.
Yeah. I mean, we have a very long history. You were also talking about how science has been kind of advancing into, you know, new avenues of knowledge of, you know, how ancient humanity is. There was a quote that I read the other day that I quite liked. It's that, you know, science is not a body of knowledge. Science is a methodology. When things that are being said change, it's not because people were lying per se. It's because new information, new facts, new methodologies were uncovered. So our body of knowledge changes. And how dogmatic you want to be in adhering to this side or the other is, you know, it varies the spectrum. But I will say that we are learning more. We, you know, we've talked about this before, how even acknowledging that extraterrestrial life could exist, the fact that that is so widespread and well accepted at this day and age is such a departure from 50 years ago.
Oh,
and we've come a long way. And, you know, there's just so many facets to everything. There's so much to explore in this universe that we could live 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 lifetimes and we wouldn't be able to find it all. That is the nature of infinity, which I take as a wonderful thing. You know, the problem with immortality, after all, is everything becomes boring. Not in the infinite. But I digress.
Well, Dr. Rick has said in the chat or asks, why did all these ancient cultures decide on the pyramid as a basic building structure without any interaction, unless they maybe had other inspiration? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. And I mean, the pyramid is one of the things that Graham Hancock investigates, you know, thoroughly. He's absolutely, you know, enthralled with pyramids and walls, and maybe, you know, even when it comes to the Mayans and the Incas, it wasn't built by one civilization. These walls, they were, you know, he's been able to speak with the locals mm-hmm. about how they're like three different civilizations kept building on top of these walls, you know, and mm-hmm. and expanding them, and, you know, the stories that go with that. So he looks also at the indigenous people and those stories, but the writings and some wall. One wall goes on for 8 miles of glyphs and pictures.
Is this Incan?
Yeah, I think so.
South America Andes?
Yep. Okay. And fascinating.
It is.
And the stories it tells, even about the fauna of that time. But how did they know to draw the pictures? How did they know to use that kind of ink mixed with this that it would withstand the ages? And so advanced kind of thinking, knowledge, technology had to somehow, you know, be involved where these things could simultaneously happen over the earth.
I think very likely could have. I don't know if I'd say had to have, because I think it's absolutely plausible that some kind of outside influence is impacting these civilizations that are building these structures. At the same time, a pyramid is a very base and very powerful geometric structure. It is very possible that people could have come to it independently. But again, I think it's fascinating to look at all of the potential options. Furthermore, what you said there, building upon, you know, building and different civilizations adding to things. The Mayan pyramids would have been constructed within the scope of, you know, written history that we have. Well, I mean, I think the Mayan pyramids were built around the time of the Romans or something like that. Fact check me, but that's when the Mayans were at their height. So we're talking about vastly different time periods in human history too, mm-hmm. which again, I'm not saying that to necessarily denigrate anything. I do think it's possible they came independently by human beings, but I also think it's very interesting that different entities could have been influencing humanity at different times. Again, pure speculation, not trying to say this is a definitive thing, but this is where my mind goes. This is when I like to have fun and kind of have these thought experiments.
Well, it's come up in the chat about, you know, like teepees, and much like pitching a tent, and then pyramids and, you know, kind of the energy. Couple of things I want to say about that. I have a friend of mine that just got back from Cairo, a friend, client, and she wanted a session today. I haven't had a session with her for, you know, quite a while. And I said, whoa, your energy is different. Like something's really changed. I don't remember readings, but I remember energy. And she said, something happened to me in a pyramid. She said, I can't explain it, but I slept a lot. And I really kind of haven't been the same. Her confidence is up, her self-certainty, her, like, even how she talks is different. And it's like emerging into more of herself, which it's the energy that kind of, you know, is in within that structure. But a teepee, I'll have you know, as I was taught by indigenous elders, when you set up a teepee properly, and for instance, if you're setting up a 12-foot teepee, you have to have 14-foot poles, and you put four at a time, one on each side, and then you keep adding until you have 12 poles. But it has to be 12 feet high, crossed over at the top, but it has to be 12 feet across at the base. So when you have that 12 across, 12 up, and then you have your door, you have this it's like a generation of energy. It generates energy. And bugs don't come in there, people. I've experienced this many times. They start to come in and they leave. And you can put a skirting around the inside and such. But the best sleep I've ever had is in a teepee. And it's just how it conducts kind of that feeling. But how do you quantify a feeling?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just my experience. It's my client's experience. How do you say, because it's not fact, and that's it's just a translation or an attempt at articulating a feeling. That's why I appreciate things like archaeology and the science. And even when somebody says, oh, this is a fact based on science, I'm still, you know, suspicious, because that's your take on that.
Right.
But how did you come up with that?
Right.
So when we keep peeling back these layers, that's what I appreciate. Now, you only have to just take my word that I've seen spaceships, Michael.
Yeah.
You know? And I've talked to ETs. You just have to take my word for it. And I don't care if you believe me or not. It was my experience. It took me a while to be able to say that without, you know, caring whether or not people thought I was nuts. It's not something that happens all the time. Nor do I want it to, because I'm just trying to be a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think my job here now is to keep an open mind and be an improving human being, especially as I get older, you know, our mindsets change.
Sure.
And considering evolution. And, you know, although I'd rather go back to the home planet with, you know, with my luck, I'll probably have to come back to Earth again. I'll come back as a gnat. You know, I don't know. But it's just having that open mind. So I really encourage, if you haven't seen Ancient Apocalypse, and again, I'm kind of smitten with the idea of, you know, Keanu Reeves makes an appearance in several of the episodes this time. And again, he's curious and always questions science and where it's at. So I would encourage you, just if you have an investigative mind, just, you know, have a look and, you know, see what you think. And maybe in a future show, anybody has kind of watched it, we can talk about it some more. But again, Michael, you say you haven't had any experience with ETs or, you know, aliens. I can tell you, I believe I have. It's all intuitive. It's like a psychic experience. Other people make other claims, but I want to caution everybody. And I do this with all the love in my heart, is caution when people are channeling ETs or making claims about ETs. It's through their translation of how they see life, how they live their life. You know, we can all look at the same thing and see it all those many different ways. And if we have attachment to these things, or an emotional attachment, and then we start to believe in that that's a reality, then that's going to be your reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I question it. I take it with a grain of salt. That's what I have to say.
Well, that's what you
have
to.
Well, that's cool for them, but am I going to believe that aliens are, you know, dicking with our politics?
Great phrasing, by the way.
Why would they bother? Sorry?
Great phrasing, by the way.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I just thought it was funny, but like, I get you.
It's like, why would they bother? You know,
and again, it comes back to, when you don't know, you don't know. But I tend to agree with you. And while I think human evolution and human development has been a hodgepodge of independent growth and independent development, along with maybe some input from different peoples, be they, you know, and there's been some great chat, you know, be they cultures that are descended from us that came back, be they, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey style, you know, monoliths that kind of influence humanity's development, you don't know. And it's so interesting to engage and to try and figure out. And these are good things to do, because it keeps your mind open, but let's forget, let's not let your brain fall out. Keep your mind open and investigate, because we don't know. And when you don't know, you don't know. Anything is possible. So, you know, let's have some fun with it, but let's stay a little grounded. But
I think this is the thing about human beings, is that we hang on to what we believe, and then suddenly when we've been shown the direction is otherwise, we kind of lose it, you know? It's like, what do you mean there was no Messiah?
Yeah, I know, right? You know?
I'm sure it's the same as somebody who's being adopted but doesn't learn that till they're 30 years old and say, what do you mean my parents aren't my parents? You know, your whole reality, yeah, the life you've lived, that your identity is kind of, who am I? Uh-huh. And you have to rethink everything. So we have to have compassion for ourselves, have an open mind, have compassion for others, mm-hmm. which on some days is very difficult to do, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, it's keep learning and roll with the punches.
Be open to both being open to new ideas and also, you know, explore your own ideas. It takes all of us. We all need each other here. If you have somebody out there you don't like because they think differently than you, well, here's the thing. They do something that you need. They do something that benefits us all, and we need them, we need you, we need everybody. Let's bring our ideas to the table, and yeah, time will tell, but let's also, you know, keep a little bit of humility about us too. You know, let's engage, but let's, you know, hey, we could be wrong, but I think, look at all this stuff that we have that we can... play with, that we can, that's maybe not a bad, good term, that we can kind of interact with, these mind experiments. Great stuff in chat. Dr. Rick, who we've had on as a guest in the past, has been talking about contact rather than abductions, the experiences that individuals have. I wanted to make another point. When you said that, you know, maybe I haven't had experiences with extraterrestrials, but you have, I would tend to believe you. I know you. I would put faith in that. And it is faith on my part because, again, I did not have the experience, which makes me think about, I believe, Thomas Paine in The Age of Reason. He had a line where he was basically talking about religion. And he said, I did not have the revelation. God did not speak to me. God spoke to somebody. They wrote it down. And then another human being is reading that and telling me. So you're not asking me to have faith in God. You're asking me to have faith in this person, which, again, you know, that's fine, and that's up to you, and that depends on your relationship and your experiences and what you would, what level of trustworthiness you have. So because it's you, because I've known you, I think that is true, and that is my decision to take that. And so, anyway, that was what was on my mind. I don't know if I have much of a segue after that, but...
No, but, and I agree with you. It's having faith in others, and I think also just being accepting of other people's experiences that's real to them. And as long as it's not imposing, this is where I draw the line. So we're going to segue. We got some names down. We're going to draw some cards here in a minute. But as long as we don't impose onto others, I'm very clear to say this is what I believe and I experience. But, hey, it could be otherwise, and it's my reality today. And if you have your reality, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
As long as we don't hurt each other.
Right. I mean,
like, come on.
We need to tolerate each other. By the way, tolerate does not mean like. It means you acknowledge their right to exist and to do things as they want. Doesn't mean you have to like it as long as they are not hurting somebody else.
Well, if I have a right to make my decision, so do you.
Exactly. I love it. But it
so
is
our
that.
First, sorry, Michael.
Oh,
our first card up
thing.
Tonight is Jerry. Dr. Jerry.
It is. So, Dr. Jerry, for you tonight, and by the way, thank you for your contributions in the chat. Always enjoy it. I have for you number 33, always a powerful number there in some of the circles, preference over principle. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Well, I pulled the Eight of Wands, the Eight of Clubs here. And I think what it's saying, you might be in a situation where it could trigger something where you want to voice an opinion, but it would just be that. It's an opinion rather than a principle. So it's kind of in keeping what we've been talking about, you know, maybe it's a consideration, that, because the Eight of Clubs to me is a hasty action. It's quick. It's fast movement. So that's why I try to make it something that we can chew on, you know, like real life stuff and, you know, an activity in our lives. And it's, you know, just a caution, principle versus preference. I use this Dr. Kelly's guidance in that all the time. It's just something I prefer. It's not necessarily based on a principle. And so if you're inclined to want to say something, just push the pause button, as I say, and think before you respond. You know, we all think we can, we've dealt with our issues until we're emotionally in that place to have them triggered. And that's just the truth of it. We can intellectually, physically, and otherwise go through issues, deal with our issues, but once we're there, it kind of hits you and say, oh, I just had a reaction, because it's emotional. So emotional integration is all part of the process, but it requires the trigger. But, and we look, we're in a world where people are easily triggered. Michael, I saw so many people run through red lights yesterday. I just shook my head. I was driving cautiously.
I mean, what's going on? Why are they running red lights? I mean, these are Canadians we're talking about here.
I know. Well, I'm trying to turn left at an intersection. It's a yellow, but three cars decide to go through a red light, and I couldn't move in the middle of an intersection. Like, what's going on? So I had to push my pause button, put my hands up to show all the other drivers. I'm trying. They knew it.
You didn't chase them down in your new car and run them off the road, did you?
No, I don't want to hurt my car.
Well, that's good. That's good right there.
So we have Dr. Jeff next.
Dr. Jeff, for you tonight, I have a wild card, number 9, blank.
Oh, my. That's a good one.
Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It's what you desire it to be. It is all that you need it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices and the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within.
Ooh, I think the Jack of Swords, the Knight of Swords or the Jack of Spades here is trying to light a fire under you, Jeff. It's with the blank card, it's anything you want, but it's also about getting the gusto to go do it. It's having that energy. It's wake up one morning, say, today's the day, don't get sidetracked with other things. It's like, today's the day, get going. It's, you know, the older we get, we have to think about things first, Michael. It's true. Mm. By the time we think about it, we're too tired to do it. and so it's when you're young, you just get up and do it. It's automatic. Mm-hmm. But this is just saying, light a fire there, Jeff. Get
Good
going.
Stuff. All right. Dr. Edward.
Yes.
I have for you number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Oh, I got the Queen of Wands. So the Queen of Clubs. It would say to me that there's a woman in your life who maybe deserves extra appreciation, Edward. Now, this could be your partner, it could be your daughter, it could be a friend, but this is, you know, definitely, it's just a gesture on your part. Now, in no way are we saying that you live without gratitude, because you do. Mm-hmm. But there's someone who could use that feeling, that moment, that appreciation, and I don't know, like they need it right now. So just a thought.
All right.
That's all. We have Zoran next.
All right, Dr. Zoran, I have for you number 2, esteem and validation. I don't think we get this one a lot. Oh, let's also point out that Jeff's gotten that card quite a few times this year. That wild card blank. Interesting stuff. Thank you to our card keeper, Wendy, on that. And Dr. Zoran, your card, number 2, esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation, that is, what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
Well, you know, Zoran, I got the Page of Swords here for you, and I thought esteem, validation, and the Page of, you know, that Page of Spades, that is, pages are communicator cards. That's the bridge between the minor and the major arcana. So I want to say maybe you've been a little bit hard on yourself lately, and I don't mean to trespass, but maybe there's something you're not happy with in yourself, or you feel, you know, when you go to bed at night, Michael, you say, oh, replay that conversation in your head 10 times. And, but this is just asking of you to lighten up, you know, in yourself, and, maybe don't be quite so hard on yourself. And again, sometimes I feel like I'm trespassing with personal things, you know, when we do these, but it's to validate yourself in a way. You're doing the best you can in the best ways you know how, and you keep moving forward, all right? That's what I want to say to you. So, because I don't feel like this Page of Swords is an external thing. I have to go with the feeling I get with these messages, not just, you know, the literal term. It's how these cards partner and the feelings. And it's kind of more about what you do for yourself, what you're doing to yourself. And we've all had those days, trust me. So it's just a reminder, I think.
All right. And we have Donna next. Donna, for you, I have number 15, belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
You know, one of the wisest and most impactful things ever said to me, again, a few decades ago, is I was telling a friend, I said, I can't believe this is happening. And he said, maybe that's your problem. You can't change what you don't believe. And so it just hit me that whenever these things cross my mind, it's for a reason. And so beliefs and knowledge base, Donna, for you, it comes up partnered with the Four of Wands, the Four of Clubs, which to me has everything to do with promises, obligations, partnerships, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe some of those views on obligations and promises are changing. Maybe your views on marriage, your views on partnering, relationships of any kind. And so it's just, you know, believe what you see and then you can work with that. And, and I must say, there's always times when we don't want to believe certain things about people, or we don't want to believe things have changed. It's, you know, and I very often said, you know, I grieve the friend I used to have, but that's not who they are anymore. But they are, they were always that way. It's just not how I saw them.
Yeah.
And that just comes to mind, Donna. I hope that makes sense. You know, it's just a rite of passage.
All right. We have our card keeper herself, Wendy, next. Wendy, for you, I have number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
Queen of Cups. Well, look at that, Wendy, the Queen of Hearts. Oh, education, the Queen of Hearts. For one thing, it's like following your passion, following your what you love to do, and what makes you feel spiritually connected, if you will. But that learning of it. And sometimes we want to divert our attention to something else that means nothing to what we do in the day, but we want to go learn about something else that keeps us stimulated and active and say, what am I learning this for? Well, just because I like it. And this is something to do. Like, why do I go paint a picture? Well, because I love it, you know. And so there's something here that you're going to pursue, Wendy, if you're not already doing that, and it's just because you enjoy it. So it's, I think, absolutely. And don't think it's a distraction. It's really an incentive and a motivation.
All right.
I think our last card for the evening is Audra.
Oh, if you insist. And Audra, for you tonight, I have number 37, groundedness. Good card for the discussion, too. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts or have more facts to uncover, and adjust your opinions when new facts are found.
Well, I got the Page of Cups. So that Page of Hearts, again, pages are communicators. Groundedness. Huh, Audra. I want to, the first feeling I get is there's good news coming, but don't get overly excited. Stay grounded, stay sensible, and not to get carried away with it. And look, it could be an offer, and the offer might be too good to be true. So it's just something being said or offered to you in some way. It's just asking of you to look at it sensibly and make sure that is something that you would entertain for yourself.
All right.
That's a good one. For sure. You know, I appreciate this group. I know we say it every week, Michael, but I appreciate this. It's a great break in my week. I look forward to it every Wednesday, and I always look forward to visiting with you, Michael. Of course,
I
know other people are kind of envious, Michael, and I have visited before and after and gotten to know each other pretty well over the years.
Indeed.
And I enjoy that very much. So it's this group, and kind of Wednesday nights I feel like I get to come home.
I love
these people. You know, it's like our extended family, and I know sometimes we don't necessarily have conversations that give constructive beliefs or, you know, absolutes, but that's the point of who we are. And to always stay open. And again, I love that word grounded, and with our sensibility, and not to, you know, get carried away. So these are changing times. We're all in this great changing time, but we'll get through it. You know, we'll get through it and we'll manage. And I know that's so cliche to say, but live your best life. As you can, as best as you can. And, you know, remember the people who mean the most to you and give them attention and make sure that, you know, you're taking good care of yourself.
Well, that's just good stuff. I love everything about that. And I don't think I can do better than that. And, you know, it is that time of the evening. I think that's a great note to go out on. And I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. I'm going to wrap it up a wee bit early. I have a conference early in the morning I got to drive for. But yeah, thank you. I have loved this discussion. Thank you, Dr. Vicky. I don't really know if we have anything we know of a topic next week, but we'll have something great for you guys. And
And Damon has reminded me, don't let anybody push you around. I love that.
And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.